Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. Asthma is the most common chronic medical condition in children, with dozens of Cochrane reviews of a wide variety of interventions. A team of researchers from Tasmania in Australia have added to these in April 2013 to present the evidence on the effects of swimming training. One of the authors, Sean Beggs from the Royal Hobart Hospital, describes the review and what they found.
For some children, their asthma can become so severe that they have to be admitted to hospital, and so a fear of exercise-induced symptoms might make them less willing to take part in physical activity. This, in turn, can contribute to the reported lower cardiorespiratory fitness in asthmatic children when compared to their peers. Therefore, it is important to identify a safe and beneficial form of physical activity for young people with asthma. So we decided to investigate whether it is true for swimming, with funding support from the Asthma Foundation in Australia, and we found that it might be. Swimming, in particular, is an exercise that has been widely recommended as beneficial for asthmatics. This is despite the lack of an explicit evidence base and different viewpoints on its benefits. Some authors believe that it improves physical fitness and alleviates symptoms, but others have raised concerns that swimming in chlorinated pools could cause bronchoconstriction. We were particularly interested in the effects of swimming training on the key outcomes such as quality of life, asthma control, and frequency of exacerbations. We included 8 randomized trials involving 262 participants aged between 5 and 18 years, with stable asthma classified from mild to severe. Swimming training involved 2 to 6 sessions per week, which lasted between 30 and 90 minutes and ran for 6 to 12 weeks. All except for one trial took place in indoor pools. 2 pools were chlorinated, 2 were non-chlorinated, and the chlorination status was unknown in 4. 7 trials compared swimming with no activity, and 1 compared it with golf sessions. Not surprisingly, none of the trials could blind participants to the intervention they had been allocated, and we found that there were a high risk of bias due to the withdrawal rate in 3 of the studies, with up to a third of participants leaving these studies early. In summary, we found no significant benefits for swimming training on quality of life, asthma control, exacerbation of asthma, or unscheduled visits to a physician for asthma when compared to any of the control group. However, there was high quality evidence that swimming training did improve exercise capacity and moderate quality evidence that improved lung function measured as expiratory airflow. The studies reported little information on adverse effects on asthma control, and there were too few trials to enable us to do subgroup analysis or results for chlorinated and non-chlorinated pools, or to compare swimming to other forms of physical activity. In conclusion, the studies in our review show that swimming training has positive impacts on cardiopulmonary fitness and lung function in children and adolescents with stable asthma, and it appears to be safe and well tolerated. This adds strength to the evidence base for recommending swimming training to children and adolescents with asthma. However, we are not in a position to say whether swimming is better than other forms of physical activity, and we would still like to see future trials with larger numbers of participants and longer follow-up so that long-term benefits of swimming can be assessed reliably.
Details of each of the existing trials, along with more information on their analyses of the different outcomes, can be found in the full version of this review, which is available, along with all the other Cochrane reviews of asthma, at thecochranelibrary.com.